All right. Welcome to really a duality tonight. We're going to do the Red Pill Plus podcast, and we're also doing the we're going to do the Dot Washburn show. So we're going to give you a little bit of both. What we're going to do is actually broadcast this show on both platforms. Thank you for being a part of us. Doc has had a major water leak at his house. They've actually literally dismantled their whole house, including his studio. Their studio, he has a very nice studio set up in his home. And so I think, I hadn't talked to him in a day or two, but I think they've actually moved them out of the house. I think he did a show Saturday. It was the last show that he was able to do. I apologize. I've been off a couple of weeks. Had a lot going on, so we're back. And so tonight we're going to be talking about the Congress and those that we have elected are painting the kitchen while the house is on fire. And I want to talk more broadly, but I want to talk about immigration, but I want to talk much broader than that. I want to talk about how that when, when someone's breaking the law, especially like in a southern state, not in a big city, there's no problem with them being arrested, no problem with them going to jail. They're, promptly sought out, arrested, put in jail, unless it's a January 6th political prisoner, they're given bail hearing. But yet we have a major problem in this country. And the problem is, and if you'll go back and you'll look, not just look at the border for the last 3 years, we have been having mass civil disobedience, mass criminalization of immigration, with zero being done, zero. But this wasn't the only time. If you go back to early 2016 during the campaign, Donald Trump's first campaign for president, when Black Lives Matter were burning down cities, these people weren't being arrested en masse. So what it looks like to me is that if the mob, whether it be Black Lives Matter, whether it be illegals, and these are not just illegals. If you want to look down your nose at people from South America, who, in my experience, are some of the most phenomenal people in the world, we have three congregations out of our five congregations of our church, Apostolic United, and three of those congregations are Hispanic congregations, and they are phenomenal, hardworking, wonderful people who I've become very close. My wife and I and our family have been very close. But that doesn't keep me from standing for legal immigration and for secure borders, because you cannot have a state, cannot have a country without a border. But what is more disturbing is the turning of the eye when crimes done in mass. Let's look at it. Let's look at the mass shoplifting and I don't think you'd even call it shoplifting. The mob mentality going on in San Francisco, Philadelphia, New York, where these mobs are going into these high-end stores, California, and just taking over Targets and high-end type stores, Chanel and these types of stores, and Apple stores, Starbucks, and just destroying them. And if somebody's getting arrested, I've not heard about it, and I just don't think it's happening. And I don't know. Not only are they not arresting them, they're not pursuing them after this happens. I don't think they're interested. I think they're afraid, and I'm not saying they shouldn't be afraid, but so what's the alternative? So let's look at a pattern here. the one-offs, the guy that beats his wife, the guy that, you know, robs the bank, you know, the and I think this is Blackwater Hispanic, the one-offs. Yeah, absolutely getting arrested. The two bank robbers or four of them, yeah, they're getting arrested. But the 40 or 50 or 100 or 500 people that are, you know, mob scene in a Target, they're not getting in trouble. So it looks like the answer to criminals getting away with something is just do it with a mob. You see it with in illegal immigration. And that's what I mean by we sit here thinking, pretending that there's not ramifications of this. They were showing a video the other day of the border, and these were not Hispanics. These were not Latin American immigrants. I mean, yeah, a lot of them were, absolutely. But there were a lot of Africans. There were Chinese. You could see Asian traits. You could see Mideastern traits. You could see, obviously, Latin American traits. So these are not, and then if you were a Chinese spy, if you were a terrorist, if you were a terrorist cell from Qatar or one of those countries that is hostile to America, wouldn't it just make sense instead of flying a plane into the Twin Towers, you just go to Mexico and cross over either Arizona or Texas, just walk across, no fanfare, right? And get clothes and food and a plane ticket and a couple thousand bucks and an Obama phone. And here's the thing, this is not Democrats. You can blame Joe Biden all you want. This is not Democrats. This is your government as a whole. Republicans are not stopping this. They've got the power of the purse. They can say, no, we're not funding anything to shut down the border. And they keep talking about it, keep saying, well, until you get a border deal. You don't need a border deal. You already have border law. You don't need a border law. You don't need one more border law. Can I say that any clearer? You do not need another law relative to immigration. You need to enforce the laws that you presently have. You need to stop it. And so it's almost insanity because we look at this and there's no redress because your representatives, Tom Cotton, John Bozeman, Rick, can never think of that guy's name from Jonesboro area. Steve Womack. What's the guy from Hot Springs? I can't think of his name either. French Hill. Every one of those guys are they're complicit, and that's our representatives here. Every single one of them are complicit. All five, our six, our four congressmen, our two state senators are all complicit in this. They are complicit in the allowing the January 6th political prisoners to continue to be held hostage. They're complicit in our border. Right now, as you and I are talking, at 11:45 p.m. on March the 12th, there are people that are filing over the southern border and northern border probably without any incident. There is not another, here's the insanity of this. There's not another country you could do this in. You couldn't go to China and walk across. You couldn't go to Canada and walk across. You can't go to Mexico and walk across. You can't go to any country and walk into it except for the good old US of A. So what in Sam Hill is going on? What is happening? This is not some snafu. And I know somebody told me that means something really bad, and I don't mean it that way. This doesn't mean some just uh-oh. This doesn't mean, this is not a oopsie. This is intentional. This right here, as you can say what you want to about the mobs that take over the Targets and take over the Coco Chanel's and take over the different high-end stores. This is criminality on that level at the southern border. And I don't blame the immigrants for it. I don't even blame the spies coming from China. I don't even blame the terrorists coming from the Middle East. I blame our representatives. I blame the people that are supposed to be doing this. I don't just blame Joe Biden. I don't just blame Democrats. I blame every single one of them. Because I don't know about in the federal government, but I know in state government that one state representative could hold up funding in there's some technical term, but if you said I want to hold up funding for this particular agency or for this particular state ran organization that's getting state funding, you could hold it up until it was rectified. So there's got to be some kind of redress. But when it comes to, you know, old Fred fishing without a fishing license, oh, we're all over him. Oh, this is all about DUI, DWI, we're all over them. This is all about, selling drugs. This is about prostitution. This is about assault and battery, as well as should. You know, we ought to enforce the laws of the land, but all of them, not just the ones and twos, not just the individuals that are breaking the law, but the mass. Get the biggest paddy wagon you can get where they're going in. Call in the SWAT teams and get your cities under control. Do what you call in the National Guard. Get your border under control. Because then you're sending a signal. You know, we've got Nick Saban in Congress. This right here is the biggest mockery that has ever existed. We have Nick Saban sitting in a congressional hearing talking about paying college athletes while was making $10, $12 million a year. You're talking about kids making money. Okay, is that out of control? I don't care. I don't want my congressman talking to Nick Saban about college students getting paid. I want you to leave that hearing and get somewhere on a southern or northern border and seal the border. Quit talking to Nick Saban about college athletes making NIL, name, image, and likeness money. I don't care. We have a country to save. You're painting the kitchen while the house is on fire. It is unbelievably irresponsible. French Hill, Tom Cotton, Westerman, thank you. I don't know who I'm thinking. I just happened to think about it. Is one of the other congressmen. Why aren't these people standing on their head? Why aren't they saying, I'm not leaving this floor to something is done? Why don't you chain yourself to something? Or, you know, we need a Mr. Smith. We need something to happen to say enough is enough is enough. Shut down all the talks about Joe Biden and corruption. You're not going to do anything to Joe Biden. Who are you fooling? You're not going to do anything to Joe Biden. You're not going to get his brother. You're not going to get his son. They thumb their nose at you. They've mocked you to your face. You're going to go on TV and talk real big about how they need to be held accountable. I don't even care about that. I want you to fix the border. I want you to fix the lawlessness in cities. I want you to stop allowing someone like Donald Trump to be criminally persecuted by the Democratic Party in Georgia, in New York, in Florida, and by the federal government. That's what I want. I want representatives who actually represent us. We've got thousands of people coming in on the southern border tonight and tomorrow. While Nick Saban, I wish somebody, please, I wish I had the ability to do this. It's why Nick Saban is talking, and there sits Ted Cruz. So I think it was a sit-in hearing, because I remember seeing Ted Cruz sitting beside him. Ted Cruz sitting beside him, all goo-goo, you know, googly-eyed, while Nick Saban talks. And I wish somebody had, like, a overdub video of people filing across the border while they're talking, while they're all up there, and they're all beside themselves. You know, they'll spend all their time talking about steroids in baseball, talking about NIL in, you know, and salaries and women's sports and all that. I don't care about any of that. I care about you keeping this country safe. Listen, Vivek Ramaswamy had it right. You know, the reason we don't need to be fighting all these other countries' wars is because we're not even protecting our own. We are not protected. We are not fortified. We're so busy trying to fortify everybody else's border, everybody else's country, rebuild their infrastructure. And we have been, we have been so failed by our representatives that it is unbelievable how we have been, our representatives have failed us. It is literally unbelievable how this has happened. And so I don't think it's a Rick Crawford was the other one. Rick Crawford, Westerman, Steve Womack, French Hill, John Bozeman, Tom Cotton. Don't go to another meeting. Don't hold another hearing about anything. Nothing is as important. Stop all the meetings. Stop all the congressional hearings. Stop all the congressional investigations. Stop all of them and fix the border. It's that simple. It's really that simple. So why won't they? That's the question. How is this happening? How is it that stores are just being ransacked? And I'm telling you, a synchronization. There is a connection between that mob mentality in these Democratic-controlled cities and the mob behavior in those Democratic cities overtaking these retail stores and the mob mentality on the border. And authorities in both cases are completely and totally ignoring what's going on. So let's ask the question, why? Well, in the big city, it's because, you know, you've had this progressive takeover of law and order, of justice. And so now you have these super progressive Marxist prosecuting attorneys who saying, you know, we're not going to prosecute crimes, even the most serious crimes. And then I think it's a little different on the border. I think the border is the Chamber of Commerce. Listen, when I was in the state house, one of the biggest players in shaping progressive and left of center policy in our state was the Chamber of Commerce. And I believe the Chamber of Commerce is behind what's going on at the border. And it is to flood the market with labor. Because if you expand the labor pool to that level, then it brings down, it stagnates labor prices. And so now you have all this labor that you can get things done, you know, for pennies on the dollar, or at least dimes on the dollar. And so I think it is big business, and even small business, using this cheap labor. I think that's part of it. The other part of it is the globalists saying, you know, we don't need borders. Yeah, we do. We do need borders. You cannot have a law and order if you don't know who's in your country. If, you know, just like, and again, I've used this analogy. I'm not going to use it ad nauseum here tonight, but you can't unlock the doors of your house and let people just go in and out of your house. You cannot do that. There's a reason all the people that are for open borders have, all these wealthy people have live in gated communities and have security guards and have security patrolling. If you go over to Little Rock, to the most liberal areas up Edge Hill, and those multi-millionaires, even billionaires, that live overlooking the Arkansas River up in the Heights and those areas, and they've got private security that drive around in their neighborhood, and if you drive through looking at Christmas lights, they'll pull up and make sure that you're on the up and up. Why? Because they know not everybody can come down their street, because they don't know who it might be. Well, apply that to our country, please. But for some reason, and so that's not happening. And so so tomorrow, what will happen? They'll have tons of hearings about things that don't amount to a hill of beans. While the immigration issue still is out of control on our borders, southern and northern borders, to an alarming degree. So what do we do about it? I do think Trump is our only hope. I do think we have to start electing people. We have to stop casting votes for people who are tied to big money. We've got to get money out of elections. I don't know if you do it through state, but now that they've made it to where you can't even pass state initiatives, they make it so difficult to get something on the ballot, so people can't vote it in. But you need to get the money out of politics, because the money is buying the representatives, and the representatives, they don't do your bidding, they don't do mine, they do theirs. I've told you over and over, but the biggest revelation for me, I thought it was true, but the biggest revelation for me when I went to the state house in Arkansas was it was not Republican versus Democrat. It was Republicans and Democrats versus the taxpayers, or Democrats, Republicans, and special interests versus the taxpayer. So what do we do? You go vote. You pray. You hope and pray we can get Donald Trump elected. Because I'm never going to give you a problem that I don't try to give you an answer. And you can't do what you can't. But you can do what you can. And what you can do is support people like you. Support people that are not tied to big money. Vote. Get your parents to vote. Get your kids to vote. Get everybody you know to vote. Get an absentee ballot for people that can't leave their house. Whatever you have to do, do all you can do. You cannot do what you can't. But you can do what you can. If you'll do what you can, then God will do what you cannot do. And at the end of the day, that's what we have to do. But we have to start telling our politicians, listen, I don't need you painting the kitchen while the house is burning, and the house is burning. I don't care what Nick Saban is doing. I don't care about, not right now, about Joe Biden and his kids. Quit pretending that you're going to arrest them. You're never going to arrest them. Never going to do anything to them. You're going to hold hearing after hearing, and zero zilch is going to be done. That's really the bottom line. Hey, we brought to you tonight by some phenomenal help and assistance to what we do here. And that is, we're brought to you by Red River Auto, redriverauto.com. Talked to someone the other day that shopped for a car at Red River Auto and had such a phenomenal experience. You will too. New and used, anywhere in the United States, redriverauto.com. Tell them that the Doc Washmer Show and the Red Pill Plus podcast sent you. Also, we're brought to you by PurposeMediaPublishing.com. We just finished another great book, and we have two or three more that we've just started. So make sure that you check us out at PurposeMediaPublishing.com. If you or a loved one are wanting to get published, we'll never let money, we'll never let your lack of writing ability. We'll help you every step of the way. We will get you published regardless of what it takes. We will get you published. If you're a pastor and you have messages or sermons, we can turn those sermons, take those audio sermons and turn those in our videos and turn those into books by the subject or however you want to arrange them. We'll help you all along the way with the writing. We'll help you with cover, uploading the ebook, printing, all of it. So check us out, PurposeMediaPublishing.com. And don't forget about, as well, MyPillow, MyPillow.com as well. We've got some new things we're going to be announcing. We've got some new sponsors we're going to be announcing. Great movie that General Michael Flynn has coming out. And we're going to talk to you about that here in the coming days. And we'll be promoting that as well. So we'll be letting you know about that sooner than later. We are so thankful that you joined us, so thankful that you made the time to be here at the Doc Washmer Show and the Red Pill Plus podcast, because we're going to simulcast these on both shows. I don't want you to be discouraged. I don't want you to say, oh, no, man. I do want you to be aware when you see all these conferences and our hearings, rather, going on Capitol Hill. I want you to call the switchboard and say, look, please tell my congressman, please tell my senator to stop that and to address the border. Address the things that matter. Address inflation. Address the things that matter in this nation, not things that make them look like they're doing their job when they're really not. And then if you'll do what you can, as I said, God has a way of doing the things we can't. Hey, I'm so thankful that you've joined us here at the Red Pill Plus and the Doc Washburn Show, the Red Pill Plus podcast and Doc Washburn Show. Until next time, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.